Bill Austin did the construction, and he did some, you know, remarkable things in that construction. We talked about, Lois Gray frowned at me when I suggested this in the board meeting, but we had to have a lobby and dressing rooms and restroom, and we had to do it cheap. And so I said, let's do a theater that will make people say 20 years after they come, Estella, honey, what was the name of that play we saw in that theater that looked like a, and I said, tobacco barn. So the lobby of the theater is a tobacco barn. It's been covered over now. We've gotten, you know, highfalutin. we want a heated lobby, for one thing. But we built a tobacco barn, which was the cheapest thing we could build, and then built dressing rooms and restrooms inside of that that were heated.
And so you actually built the tobacco
barn? We built it. We got a barn builder.
I've always wondered how that happened.
We went out and got a barn builder. A man from Cub Run who built barns, and he built a damn good one. He built the best barns in Hart County, and we deliberately built a tobacco barn back there. Now, you know, nobody remembers that, or, you know, you can't see evidence that it was a tobacco barn unless you look at the shape, but the shape is still there.
And it goes in, I mean, you know, this is tobacco
country. It's tobacco country.